This is London at 9:30 p.m., just 12 hours from the time of communique number one. In a moment, we hope to establish contact with our American radio reporter, Merrill Muller, covering General Eisenhower's headquarters somewhere in England. Go ahead, Merrill Muller.
This is Merrill Muller reporting from the Advanced Allied Command Post of the Invasion Forces. Allied Naval Commander-in-Chief, Admiral Sir Bertram Ramsay.
Go ahead, Merrill Muller.
Today made two startling revelations on the initial operations of the Second Front. First, he said the Allies were 100% successful in putting the original assault forces ashore in the beachhead. The Naval Command had planned on a 10% loss of landing barges in running a minefield and artillery fire to the beaches. But the lack of German resistance made the initial amphibious phase amazing. The only naval losses suffered were light combat vessels that suffered few casualties and did not affect troop landings. Second, Admiral Ramsay officially announced the innate invasion of Europe had made a false start on Sunday night when vessels which had put to sea were called back on account of weather. You will remember earlier I told you some of the invasion convoys had to refuel before sailing last night. This was the reason. The Allied Naval Commander emphasized again and again the important part ideal weather conditions played in the plan of attack. In a special conference at this headquarters, only 8 hours after H hour, Admiral Ramsay added, and I quote, "We have broken the crust and started off on the right foot. We have caught the enemy on the wrong foot. Now we must try not to give him a chance to regain his balance. I have always said that given the weather and a reasonable amount of luck, we could put the army on the other side. We expected some opposition on the way over and a bit of a tussle with their shore batteries, but we felt we could overcome that. Frankly, we believed that a surprise was unlikely." Admiral Ramsay expressed surprise by the lack of German reconnaissance last night, the answer to which he said he did not know. "We've got through the defended beach zone," the British Admiral continued. "As I have discussed it with General Montgomery, we have made it possible for him to fight a land battle. But we still have a long way to go before we make it possible for Monty to win that battle. We must put in the reinforcements
that ends the report from Merrill
that Montgomery
Muller,
wants
from General
at the time and place he wants
somewhere in England.
Admiral Ramsay made it plain that the force...